Notes from Extreme Leadership, How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. Part 1, Winning the War Within. 1. Extreme Ownership. Leaders must adopt a philosophy of extreme ownership and encourage it in all employees. They must lead by one clear, immediate objective at a time that everyone can see clearly and measure their own results against. He must believe that winning is possible. A leader must understand why, the why behind every strategy, and explain it clearly to all employees. It's also the responsibility of managers and employees to ask why when they don't understand. 2. No bad teams, only bad leaders. A leader must explain big picture strategies well to all managers. If something goes wrong, a good leader will take extreme ownership and accept the blame. When confronting the employees with whom the mistake happened, the leader will not blame them, but instead say, "It's my fault that the SOP wasn't clear, and now I need to fix it so it doesn't happen again." The leader keeps his ego in check. It's not about them or the employees involved. It's the mistake. It's about the employees involved in the mistake. It's about the mission and how to best accomplish it. That quote also references 3, believe in the mission, and 4, keep the ego in check. Part 2, the laws of combat. 5, cover and move. A leader keeps all SOPs as simple as possible because, quote, the enemy gets a vote, meaning that things don't often go as planned frequently enough, and with a simple plan, everyone will know how to modify it on the fly to fit the overall objective. Prioritize and execute. Relax, look around, make a call. Pull yourself off the firing line, maintain the strategic picture, determine the highest priority, and focus all your energies on its execution. Evaluate it, communicate it clearly to the team, determine a solution with their input, direct its execution, and then rinse and repeat for the next highest priority, communicating the change of priority to all team members, and don't let focus cause, quote, target fixation. In other words, be able to reprioritize on the fly. I think that quote was from part 7, or was from 7, prioritize and execute. Going back to 5, cover and move simply means teamwork. Everyone on the team is important, and when the team wins, everyone wins. Help each other, work together, and support each other to win. 6, simple. Simplifying as much as possible is crucial to success. When plans and orders are too complicated, people don't understand them, and inevitably things go wrong. And complexity spirals out of control. Complexity compounds issues that can spiral out of control into total disaster. You must brief to ensure the lowest common denominator on the team understands. 8, decentralized command. Human beings are generally not capable of managing more than 6 to 10 people, particularly when things go sideways and inevitable contingencies arise. Teams must be broken down into manageable elements of 4 or 5 operators with a clearly designated leader. And so, for larger businesses, you must have a clear organizational chart so that every tactical team level leader must understand not just what to do, but why they are doing it. Part 3, sustaining victory. 9, plan. Missions must be carefully refined and simplified so that it is explicitly clear and specifically focused to achieve the greater strategic vision for which that mission is a part. The mission must explain the overall purpose and desired end state of the operation. And leaders must delegate the planning process down the chain as much as possible to key subordinate leaders, being careful not to get bogged down into details, maintaining perspective. Once the plan is developed, it must be briefed to the entire team and all supporting participants and elements.